Podcast. I'm Shanley, your host and self-care coach. I'm here to help service providers and creatives to organize themselves and go from just surviving to thriving, so they can serve at their best. Welcome back to the podcast. So happy to be here in your ears. So glad that we can have a conversation again. So in this episode, we're talking all about the different self-care practices to help you with focus. So we're really looking at how you can start to incorporate self-care into your day-to-day life so it actually works for you and not against you. Because what can happen when you're developing this habit, something that you haven't been doing before, or you know that you have an importance, there's an importance to do it, but you're just not doing it, any little thing can get in the way. So we want to start doing things to actually see how self-care can actually be incorporated into your day-to-day life to help you to serve and show up at your best. And as a service provider, you are always giving, and it can be very easy for you to forget all about yourself in all of this. But we're focusing on focus. Today, we're looking at how we can start to use different self-care practices to aid our focus in getting things done, in focusing on the task, or to help us to seamlessly balance both maybe our 9-to-5 and our full-time business, or our full-time business and being a mother. Whatever your balance looks like, we do also need to remain focused in all the things that we need to do. And staying focused is not a bad thing, because I used to see focusing on things as like, you know, it's so rigid, I'm not able to be free and flexible like I want to be. And yes, we speak about masculine and feminine energy, but when we incorporate self-care in the whole movement, in the whole motion, it can make things so much easier. So first things first, we're going to get straight into it. And the first thing that I would encourage you guys to do is to practice mindfulness. So mindfulness is so effective in helping you to switch from autopilot to present. And often you may find that you're always on autopilot. And just the fact that, you know, you may be on autopilot, or you may be in your thoughts, this can actually stop you from getting things done. This can actually shift your focus. And when we are not focused, it leads to overwhelm, because we're going to continuously be feeling like we've got so much to do, when in actual fact, you probably do have so much to do. But when you feel like you've got so much to do and it becomes overwhelming, this isn't going to really help you to show up and perform at your best. It's going to lead you to be crawling up into a ball and actually get your sympathetic system, nervous system activated, rather than your parasympathetic system. So your sympathetic system, this is basically the nervous system that is connected to, you know, your fight or flight response. And the parasympathetic, where we want to be most of the time, is where it activates things like relaxation and all of that good stuff, right? So mindfulness is so important, and one of my favorite mindfulness practices I've spoken about in previous episodes, but my favorite one is the 5-4-3-2-1, where you identify five things that you can see, four things that you can touch, three things that you can hear, two things that you can smell, and one thing that you can taste. I nearly forgot all of that there, right? So basically that's being used to help people to be present in the current moment and help people who experience panic attacks. Also another favorite of mine is the STOP acronym, where you stop, take a breath, observe what's going on for you, thoughts, feelings, your experience, and then you proceed. That's a really great one. So using any kind of mindfulness technique where it engages your senses can help you to switch from autopilot to present and help you to calm down and focus on what you need to do. Because I always say a chaotic mind does not help you to serve at your best, but a calm mind does. So again, remember, you want to aim for having a calm mind, because once your mind's calm, you can problem solve, you can make decisions, you can be creative. And what if it's not, you're not going to be, you know, at your best. Simple as. So it's really important as well to make sure that you are taking lots of breaks as well. It may just be one of those days where you need to chill. You need to take things a bit easier. So work with yourself and not against yourself. If you know it's a rough day and you're struggling with focus, start to schedule in some more breaks. Set in about 3 breaks and say, okay, I'm going to take my break at 3, 6, and 9, for example. You don't have to do exactly like that, but you know, we want to get clear on being intentional with our self-care and being proactive rather than reactive, waiting until you get to the point of frustration and then trying to cool yourself down. Okay, so we want to try and be proactive, whether that's you just going out for a walk, whether that's you calling a friend, whether that's you reading a book, whether that's you practicing mindfulness, doing some breathing, yoga, what have you. So figure out when you're taking the break and what you're going to do on your break as well. But also we can find ourselves, you know, putting a lot of pressure on ourselves. And sometimes because we feel like we've got so much to do, we feel like we have to do everything, right? And that can be overwhelming. So this is a part where I would encourage you guys to break things down and prioritize. So I'm putting them both together because I think they kind of go hand in hand when we're focusing on focus. You know, again, we need to really be focused on what is realistic and feasible for us to do. Also, what's most important and what's most urgent. That's how we get clear on our priorities. So go through your list and think about, actually, although I have to do all these today, because although sometimes we have deadlines, sometimes we can be flexible with those. And that's really important to remember. So all the things that I've got down on this list, out of 3 or 2 or even 1 of them, what is the one that I need to do before this day ends, right? And then break that down and make that the focus and then spread out the rest, right? We have to start to give ourselves permission. We have to be the ones to be flexible with our boundaries, but keep those boundaries there for ourselves to help maintain our self-care and our well-being. So break things down and prioritize. What is priority? Then you want to think about your environment, because again, we find that we may be thinking, oh, I need to be focused, but are we in the right environment for that? Is your space clear? Is your space cluttered? Do you need to go outside? Do you need to connect with nature to be able to do this task if possible? Can we remove distractions? These kind of things. And I also talk about to my clients, you know, again, sometimes we have to do a hard task and it might feel overwhelming. And this is where music can really come in. You can listen to chill hop, you can listen to jazz, you can listen to kind of any instrumental music. That would be so helpful for you. You want to make it easy for yourself. And I always think music is a great motivator. And especially if it doesn't have lyrics, because I like to sing to every single song that I know, whether I know the words or not. You know, music can really help you to focus when there's no words. So instrumentals are a definite go-to when you're trying to focus on completing a task. And it can also help, again, to calm you as well. But also, we know that strategy is not the only thing when it comes to self-care. It's also our mindset. So you have to get your mindset in the frame to focus. You need to be thinking about your self-talk and what you're actually saying to yourself and making sure that you're giving yourself a positive pep talk, not one like, oh my gosh, you've got so much to do. Look, because you didn't organize yourself, now you've got all of this stuff to do. Just say, okay, something more compassionate. I know you've got tons and tons of things to do and, you know, you could have done things differently. But what we're going to do moving forward now is we're going to be calm. We're going to focus on this task. We're going to go for walks and we're going to get through this. You need to be your encouraging friend, not the bully. So I really hope this episode has helped. I hope it's actually come at the right time because I've got a way of doing that. I've got a way of making things happen at the right time or come at the right time. So I really do hope it has for you. Take a note of some of these things I've said. Try and do one of them. And if you have anybody that needs to hear this as well, share it with them. But I hope you enjoyed this episode. I really enjoy talking about this. I love talking about self-care, discipline, and how to incorporate it into your day-to-day life. That's what I do with lots of my clients. If you are interested in working with me in any capacity, send me a DM and say, hey, Shan, you know, I want to know more about working with you and I'll give you more information. And there is also other ways to sign up to do that. in the show notes. But also, most importantly, what I would appreciate from you is if you leave a review, an Apple review, and a 5-star rating. I would super appreciate that, so that more people who are just like you, service providers and creatives, can get to hear this and start to implement more self-care into their lives. Hope this helps. Take care. See you in the next one.